The World Cup Daily Podcast from William Hill.
Sensacional! Fantástico! Espetacular o gol do Neymar!
All the latest betting news and tips from our team of experts in Brazil and the UK. Check out all of our audio at williamhill.com/podcast. Subscribe via iTunes or browse our channel on audioboo.fm. William Hill, the home of World Cup betting.
Hello and welcome back to the William Hill World Cup Daily Podcast. We're going to look ahead to today's games. We've got two more matches in the last 16 as France take on Nigeria and Germany play Algeria. My name is Mark Walton and joining me on the line is William Hill Radio's Ray Druitt. How are you, Ray?
Yeah, good, thanks, Mark.
Yeah, I'm not too bad at all, thanks. Enjoying the World Cup and just a quick reflection to start with on yesterday's games and late drama seemed to be order of the day, Ray.
Yeah, there were two very close games on paper. We expected both games to be close, but I don't think anyone expected them to be settled the way they were. I mean, the Mexicans were fantastic for 89 minutes. For me, deserved to go through, and I know the Dutch just showed what quality they have. Not only scoring the first goal through Schneider, but then picking themselves up and driving on again, 2 minutes later to win a penalty in the... and to win the game. So shame for Mexico, but I guess most people want to see the better sides like the Dutch in the latter stages. And then as for Costa Rica, Greece, I mean, you know, the majority of the game, it was dire. One side wanting to play, that was Costa Rica. They wore themselves out when they went down to 10 men. This sounds like a strange comment, but the Greeks really turned it on. And they pressed and pressed and... I guess you can say they deserved to get their equaliser in the end, but the extra time in that game was absolutely brilliant. It's probably one of the best 30 minutes of football we've seen so far in this competition. I thought it was great.
Yeah, it from the probably 88th minute onwards, it was quite a good game, but before that, there wasn't really much else going on. With teams like Holland, we've seen, like, so far, the big players for respective national teams do the business, and that's pulled a lot of the big teams. So you like look at Neymar and you look at Messi and... with Holland, it was the big players that struck there, wasn't it? Schneider didn't do much all game. He hadn't done much all World Cup, to be fair, but a good strike to equalise. And then Robin winning that penalty later on. It's those fine margins that make the difference, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I think that's it. I think, you know, you look at Chile the day before, you can argue as a team they were better than Brazil. But as you said, it's just those special players that really make a difference. And, you know, we've spoken about this for a long time with the likes of England. You know, we don't have a special player to really, really pick the game up and do something special late on to win in a football match, which is obviously what Robin did. Robin did just, 24 hours ago.
Yeah, and it's changed the outright betting for the competition anyway. Holland have been trimmed into 9-2. They're now fourth favourites for the competition behind Brazil, who are still threes, Argentina fours with Germany, and Holland 9-2. France, who play this evening, they're 8-1. Colombia 12s and 20-1 or bigger prices. The rest, any opinion change in the outright betting for you?
No, I still don't think Brazil should be favourites. I can understand why they are, but I think they've got a massive game on their hands against Colombia on Friday. And in regards to Holland, I guess they need to be short because essentially, although you can never count your chickens, they've got a semi-final place booked, really. I mean, they should dispose of Costa Rica relatively comfortably. And then likely that they're going to come up against Argentina, which... I mean, you know, you're only one game away from getting into the final of the World Cup there. So I can understand why the Dutch are 9-2, but I can't see them winning it. I really can't.
Okay. Move on to today's games then. We've got one at 5 p.m. That's France against Nigeria. And the later kick-off, Germany against Algeria, that takes place at 9 p.m. So we'll start with the France game. They're 4-9 to beat Nigeria. The draw is 3-1. And Nigeria are 7-1. You've got vested interest in the French team. Ray, you've already mentioned on the podcast that you backed them to win the World Cup. Do you see them having any hiccups here against Nigeria?
I don't think it will be as straightforward as the betting suggests. I mean, heavily odds on, aren't they? 4-9, as you said, 2-9 to qualify. The French have got a couple of players now who are fast in Rotterdam. We're entering the first couple of days, and from what I've read, the first 5 days are the most difficult. That's when your body really struggles to adapt. So the likes of Benzema, of particular note, who has been a star for France, I think he might find it a bit tough tonight, you know. And then we saw how the Nigerians played against Argentina. Certainly Musa in particular, who is a part of one of the headline offers today, he just ran at the defence and they were a little bit shaky with Argentina. Nigeria showed that they can score goals, but their weak link is that they've got Josip Jobo at the back, who is not the greatest of defenders, so they can concede a few as well. I wouldn't be surprised if we do get a few goals in this one.
Okay, a few goals. So would you be going overs on the goals, over 2.5 and so on and so forth?
Well, I think both teams score. So I would be playing France to win and both teams to score. That's 12-5.
Yeah.
I do think France get a couple here, because it's certainly France get the first, and Nigerians going to have to come out and play. And for me, their strike force has been pretty poor, apart from Moussa. Emenike's had a quiet tournament. Victor Moses was poor, and then he got injured. Odin Wingy scored against Bosnia, but all in all, a relatively average player, you would think. And Shola Amiobi hasn't been given a chance to prove what he's capable of. So I think they'll be relatively... They will get chances because Laurent Koscielny will be starting ahead of Mamadou Sakho. Now, to most people, that would seem like a good choice. But the reason Koscielny was dropped originally is because he struggles to play on the left-hand side of defence, which is where Raphael Varane likes to play on the right. So they wanted someone to accompany him, which is why Sakho was starting. But he got injured, so Koscielny is going to have to come in and adapt to playing on the left-hand side of defence. So I think they will get a few chances down that French left-hand side with Evra and Koscielny, and I wouldn't be surprised if they switch Moussa to the right-hand side of that attack and give them a bit of something to think about.
Okay, so Moussa possibly going down that side, causing France problems. You think France will end up coming through in the end? Any other kind of bets that scream out to you here, Ray?
Well, I think the Benzema to score on France to win in 90 minutes at 11-8 is got to be of interest. I mean, this guy has scored 3 goals already. He could have arguably had 6 in the opening 2 games. He was very unlucky with some of the decisions that were against him. I'm talking about the goal that was ruled out as soon as the ball hit the back of the net. The ref had blown his whistle. And of course, he missed the penalty as well. So he has had chances here. I wouldn't be surprised if Benzema gets on the score sheet. And I'm just looking here. Moussa to score any time and France to win is 9-1. He will be their main threat, I think. He has had a decent tournament, and I do expect the Nigerians to score. So, I could play that as well. Ahmed Moussa to score in a France win at 9-1.
Okay. Interesting that's 9-1, because the headline offer is Moussa to score and Nigeria to win at 10-1 for the sake of a point and the more likely outcome of France winning. I see where you're coming from there. A couple of other headline offers: Benzema to score and France to win in 90 minutes is 11-8. That's for Benzema to score any time. Him to score first and France to win in 90 minutes is 9-2. So maybe a couple of those to have a look at. But what would be our best bet in this game then, Ray?
I think it will be France to win and both teams to score at 12-5. The French will give away a few chances.
Okay, good stuff. Let's move on to the 9 o'clock kickoff then, the other match that we've got today. Germany against Algeria. Germany are 100-30 on the draw, 4-1. Algeria 10-1. I suppose Algeria will be wanting to make up for or avenge the 1982 World Cup, where they did beat Germany, but Germany played out a draw in their final game to see Algeria go out. Do you think that comes into this at all?
I think it will do. From what I've been hearing over the last few days, generations that weren't even born then are told this story from their parents. You know, they're told this story, and it does drive them on. The one thing that would worry me slightly with this is that this Algerian side, a lot of their players, maybe not traditional Algerians. I think they qualify for your grandparents and family and such. I think a lot of these players have been almost taught round to playing for Algeria. So maybe you don't get that passion, that fire that maybe they used to have. But I certainly think it will be a factor. I think they'll be well up for this.
Yeah, it adds that extra bit of spice to the game, doesn't it? So that could be interesting. Germany, massive favourites here, though. Heavily odds on. Do you see them getting the job done in the end?
I do, yeah. But again, at 100-30 on, I wouldn't be pointing anyone in the direction of that. They're 1-7 to qualify. I don't think there's any doubt that Germany will make the quarterfinals, but Algeria will give them a run for the money. I think Algeria score here as well. I think they've looked good. They scored against Belgium. I think when they did, up until the goal against Belgium, where I think it was Fagouli scored a penalty, they almost played so defensive. And as soon as they got that goal, it almost lifted a lid off something. They kind of thought, you know what, we're actually a bad side. We can go and hurt teams. And then they got the 4 against South Korea. and then they came from behind to equalise against Russia to send them to put them in second place in the group. So I probably would be playing Germany to win and both teams to score at 2-1. The Germans conceded 2 against Ghana and probably could have conceded 3 or 4 there. Their fullbacks pushed up and they left so many gaps. And against the USA as well, they dominated the game, dominated possession. But in the last 5 to 10 minutes, they gave away three big chances, which if they give them away against a better side or a more prolific side, which you'd argue Algeria perhaps could be, certainly in this form, then I think they'll take them. One of my main issues with the German backline is that they play 4 centre-backs. So 2 of their centre-backs are playing at full-back. Jerome Boateng plays his club level, plays football at centre-back for Bayern. He's playing right-back. And Havertz, he's a centre-back by trade, but he's been playing left-back. So you're not getting the right balance with this. And I think later on in the tournament, it could catch them out. And I definitely think they'll concede here.
OK, so both teams to score, then Germany to win. Just going back to the Ramadan thing that you mentioned for Karim Benzema in the France game, it potentially could affect Algeria in a massive way here, couldn't it? I mean, technically, they're not supposed to drink any water or have any food in daylight hours. And if that's the case, then they're going to be out on the feet, aren't they?
They will be, yeah. I think both of these games are going to spell goals for that reason. I think Mesut Ozil is also going to be practicing Ramadan, and I'm not sure if Sami Khedira will be, but there will certainly be a couple. Well, certainly one at least German player. But as you said, it's going to affect Algeria massively. But you know, these are professional athletes; they do it year in, year out. You would imagine that they would be able to cope a little bit better than maybe we're giving them credit for.
Okay, let's go to the headline offers on this game. Thomas Müller has been prolific so far for Germany. Him to score and Germany to win in 90 minutes is 11-10. Him to score first and Germany to win in 90 minutes is 4-1. And Islam Slimani, who scored in his last 2 games for Algeria, him to score and Algeria to win in 90 minutes is 12-1. Do you like the look of any of those?
Yeah, Thomas Müller to score any time at 11-10. I mean, you could take him first for a game we were expecting to be moderately open. If he doesn't play up top, if Klose does get the nod in the number 9 position, then I would be taking him any time.
Could take him any time. Any other bets that scream out to you here?
In here, well, I'm torn because we've got to take in the factor. Ramadan and the effects it's going to have on Algeria, but I just don't think they get pummeled. I'm tempted by the Algeria +2 at 4-5. I don't think they're going to pull off an upset. But I think they can push them a lot closer than, as I said, we're giving them credit for. So I could be tempted by that at 4-5, but for that to land, we've got Algeria have got to keep it tight. We've got to keep it tight early because I can't see them scoring more than 2 against this German side. But of course, if they get 2, then you know for the +2 to land, you know they've got to concede 3, of course.
Yeah, they've got to stay within a goal basically. Of Germany. So in that case, if you think Germany will win by the odd goal. Germany minus a goal on the match handicap, for that to be a tie, is 14-5. That's Germany winning by a goal. I know you've got the added insurance of a draw if you go with Algeria +2 goals, but what do you make of that 14-5?
Yeah, that would probably be the way forward. I just can't see Algeria taking it to extra time, and I can't see Germany hammering them. So the -1 tie at 14-5 does look good.
Best bet in this game then, Ray?
I think it would have to be again Germany to win and both teams to score at 2-1. I think the Algerian will get chances.
Okay, and I suppose scoreline wise, Germany 2-1, 9-1. That'd kind of fit what you're saying, or 3-2 at 25-1. Either of those to appeal to a small stake.
Yeah, I think obviously the 2-1 is the. Is the more likely and most obvious outcome. But the 3-2, what did you say, 20?
25.
25-1. I'd probably have a little bit on that, you know, because I think if the Algerians play with the pace and intensity they have been doing, and they do get the men forward and the chances fall to the right men, then, as I said, they could definitely get a couple of goals.
Okay, fair enough, Ray. That's both games. Then, out of the two games, what will be your strongest opinion?
Well, I'd like to play a double, you know, of the both teams to score, and France and Germany to win, 12-5 and 2-1. I think that would pay a very handsome amount indeed. And also, if you just click on the World Cup menu, there obviously we have daily offers, and a couple of those appeal today. The all four teams to score, I think that will be of interest.
Yeah, it's 10-1.
And both Benzema and Muller to score at any time.
Yeah.
I think those two offers appeal to me a lot, actually, both of them.
Okay. Yeah, Benzema and Muller both to score is 4-1. And the double that you mentioned there, both teams to score, and France and Germany to win their respective games, 9.2-1. So, yeah, not bad value there, I suppose. If you think all four teams will get on the score sheet, that is. Okay, thank you very much, Ray. Good stuff. Enjoy today's matches and good luck with your selections.
Thanks, Mark.
So those are Ray Druitt's selections then for today's last 16 matches at the World Cup. Germany take on Algeria. That's the later kickoff. That's at 9 p.m. And France against Nigeria at 5 p.m. Hopefully will be another good day at the World Cup. And good luck if you're having a bet. And do join us again tomorrow for the next edition of the World Cup Daily Podcast.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.